Real treat for you tonight, boys and girls, in the studio with Ivan and Alyosha. And we've been playing these guys since we first received the album back in 2011, and you may be familiar with some of these songs. Ivan and Alyosha, founded by Tim Wilson and Ryan Carberry, about 6, 7 years ago now, guys?
Yeah.
Something like that. But now it is no longer two, it is four, because we have added Tim Kim and Pete Wilson, Tim's brother. So you guys are at Summerfest, and
yes,
you're on the big Marcus Amphitheater stage with the Avid Brothers, with the Violin Femmes, the living legends that they are. I guess my first question is, how did you get this gig? I mean, I don't mean that in the way it sounds, but
we're definitely the odd man out.
This is prize real estate here.
It is prize real estate. I think when we got it, the people that were putting it together just said, you know, we love INA, and remember us when the band is huge, and remember that we booked you guys at a big festival first.
Yeah, I think that was the conversation with our manager, and then
yeah. I think we were just fortunate to have some fans, you know, in that camp, in the Summerfest camp. So
excellent.
We're grateful for sure.
I mean, it's the sound of all three acts tonight is going to dovetail so nicely. I mean,
yeah.
If I was putting together a show, this would be a good one.
I mean, we're happy to be on the bill. Like, all those bands we look up to so much. Even, you know, Edward Sharp is playing tonight as well. So it's,
yeah.
I don't want to say we're out of our league, but we're certainly, we'll be watching. And
well, I didn't mean to imply that either. I mean, but the fact is to score a gig like this is like,
yeah.
Yes.
Totally.
Well, to say the least, we've been looking forward to this one.
Yeah.
The whole tour.
I think so. Well, I always like to ask people with band names, what's in a name? Now, I am not the most well-read person on earth, but I know about the Brothers Karamazov, and Ivan and Alyosha are two characters in that book. But I suppose that's more sexy than, you know, here's Tim and Ryan. But how did that come about? And first of all, how did you come up with the name? And secondly, was it a marketing nightmare? Were your publicity people going, who's going to remember that? You know, why don't you call yourselves Purple Pizza or something, you know?
I actually had a guy last night who was talking to us late after the show, and he was like, I think you should change your name. Like, well, it's a little too late for that, buddy.
I often wonder if it would be a lot bigger if our name was a lot simpler. Like, people can't remember the name, so.
Well, you know, maybe that's a good thing. Yeah.
But can they remember I and A? That's what we call it.
So whose idea was it for INA, for a name?
Our buddy Eli Thompson, who helped us produce our first EP, has done a couple Delta Spirit Records.
Oh, yeah.
It plays in a band called Everest. He came up with the name.
We play them, too.
Oh, yeah, they're
Everest.
Great. He's the bass player
awesome.
In Everest.
Okay.
So he came up with the name, and at the time, I mean, we, like, kind of liked it, but we kind of just, like, that's kind of cool. And I was a big Bell and Sebastian fan at the time, and it kind of sounded cool like that. But I think the name has done more good than harm. Like, sometimes people are like, how do you guys say it? We just say Ivan and Alyosha. They say, okay. And they remember it. It's a good conversation starter, for sure.
Well, it works, definitely. Mm-hmm. Let's get into a song here. And I played this one on the radio last night, and I said, you know, maybe if we're lucky, we can get them to play it live for us in the studio. And that is Be Your Man. You want to do that one?
Right on. Let's do it.
Make me look real prescient that I was, you know, able to predict the future or something.
Who gets you all the presents underneath of your Christmas tree? Well, they're all from me. And I wanna be the boy who run and tell his baby every time he skins his knee. Oh, breaks his toy. Yes, I want to be your boy, be your boy, be your boy. I want to be your boy, be your boy, be your boy. Understand this woman, and you know she did right by me. Do you understand? I wanna be the boy who gets you all the pretty little things in your magazines. Always such a joy. Yeah, I wanna be your boy, be your boy. Be your boy. I wanna be your boy. Be your boy. Be your boy. Woman, and you know she did right by me. Do you understand? Yes, I want to be your man, be your man, be your man. I want to be your man, be your man, be your man.
Thank you so much for playing my favorite song from the new album, All the Times We Had. Be Your Man, Ivan and Alyosha are our guests in the studio. This is WUWM at night. Here, we jumped all over Fathers Be Kind when it came out in, 2011 or so. And at that time, I remember thinking that the sound was really fresh without being too much West Coast for us rockin' Midwesterners. Okay? I mean, we can only take so much Wine and Brie music at a time here. So, no, but you guys, the music was very appealing. And like I said, we jumped all over Father Be Kind. And I pulled something off your website. And I'm sorry if I'm making fun of this, but in describing All the Times We Had, it says, quote, this album encapsulates the personalized blend of rousing songcraft, infectious melodic hooks, and thoughtful lyrical introspection. Now, I think that's great for English class, you know.
Who wrote that?
But I don't know.
I have no idea.
But I was going to ask you, what does that mean? So I'll ask you to describe for us, you know, the vibe of All the Times We Had.
When that was submitted, we were like, can we pipe down on the adjectives?
We actually asked them to take out half the adjectives.
A bubbling blend of
brewing
pop perfection, brewing with boisterous boy band bodaciousness.
Bodaciousness. That's a good one to have.
You know.
See, I like to throw curveballs at you guys, you know, and then everyone's just going, I don't.
I've always said I feel like this band is kind of indie by default, just kind of maybe where the business is and where recording is. And, you know, indie music is basically what people have been doing for 75 years or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, indie artists are just kind of, we're listening to Fleetwood Mac and the Beatles, and that's what we're inspired by and trying to not recreate, but just kind of get close to and try to color within those lines. But I feel like we kind of fall, you know, within the kind of where rock and roll has mm-hmm. been historically, maybe, just trying to write songs and record them at a high quality.
Sure. No, what I would say is you guys take the influences that you listen to, and you mentioned Fleetwood Mac and the Beatles, and you know everybody borrows from the Beatles, whether they consciously do or not. Yeah. But you take those elements of the music of the past with your own creativity, and you put it in the little mixing bowl, and out comes this fresh new sound. And that's not always easy to do. So you know, it's thumbs up for you guys for doing this. Yeah. Thanks. Okay, thank I made you. Fun of one quote. Let me give you a good one here, okay? I think, Tim, this is yours. You wrote or said that I think we have a pretty deep sense of purpose here, and that's just not an accident. The essence of faith is having felt or experienced something that maybe you can't hold on in your hand, and I think that's how I'll describe our attitude towards music. Yes, it's hard, but anything worth having in life is hard. And then, this is a great one here, that we are building something, and building something takes time. We're learning to enjoy the journey. And I think for all the garage bands that want to be top of the pops by next year, this is the way it is. Building something takes time. You don't just all of a sudden show up somewhere as a big star.
Yeah, and building something that lasts, I think, takes time. I mean, we're proud of a lot of the bands that maybe we know or are floating in similar circles that have kind of hit big and hit fast, and that's great, but that's maybe never been this band's trajectory for some reason. Why, Lord? But
I think your ascendancy, you're underestimating your ascendancy. You guys have come from, like, you know, nothing to main stage, you know,
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, it does take time. There was a woman, I used to live in Los Angeles, like, 10 years ago, and she was like, start a band now. In 5 years, if you don't have a record deal, quit that band and start another one.
Start another one.
So there's a lot of truth in just kind of getting better at what we do as players, as, you know, the personal dynamic is huge, as friends, like, as songwriters, and we kind of keep on doing what we do, and the first full length I think we're really proud of, we'll do a second one that will be better, and we'll just kind of keep on building it and hope we don't go insane before...
Well, let me ask you one more question, and we'll get one more song from you, and then we'll let you go. And that is, you know, we've been talking about crafting music a little bit. How do you guys work up a song? Does someone come with the bulk of the idea, and the other members all add pieces to it?
Pete should talk,
okay.
He's the best writer.
He's the best.
Now I don't know what to say. It's usually someone comes with the bulk of an idea, and has a song that is either finished or 75% done, and it's never like a, you guys, like, we need to do this song. It's, we'll, you know, be jamming on something, or somebody will demo something out, and the cream kind of rises to the top at certain mm-hmm. points, and we'll just be like, why aren't we doing that song? Let's start doing that song. Yeah. And, so it is collaborative. That's just what. That's the great thing about being in a band. Like, Be Your Man, I'd written, like, the first verse, too, and that's, like, this total Harry Nilsson softy. folk song, and Tim was like, no, that's going to be a rock song. Like, that's going to be the hardest hitting one on the record. So he took it and kind of wrote the rest of it. But that's like the fun part of it about being in a band, though. You get to see where things go.
It's always intriguing to follow the path from a song that you get the lyrics down and maybe, you know, a few chord progressions down, and then to take it to its final product.
Yeah.
The work that goes into it. I don't think a lot of people understand how long that takes and how tedious that is.
It can take days or years. Like, it's funny how that happens. And that's why it's important never to really throw anything out, because some bridge of some song that I wrote when I was 18 or something might be a cool thing for two records from now, you know?
Yeah, you never know. You just never know. Yeah. Well, let's do a cool one. Ivan and Alyosha are guests in the studio tonight. Before we get these guys playing one more song, I should thank you very much for taking the time out of a very busy schedule. And you guys got a big gig, and good luck.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks so much for having us.
What are we going to play here?
Here's one called Don't Want to Die Anymore.
I got a buzz.
Ryan's already been drinking.
He's been drinking.
His guitar's been drinking already, yep.
That guitar especially.
Alright. Well, I don't want to die anymore. I don't want the Lord to call me home. Well, I've got this feeling he ain't done with me yet, so I'll sit right here and place my bed. So I don't want to die, not just yet. No, I don't want to get high anymore. Latest night brings darkest days. It's so hard to see through the smoke and the haze. There's trouble knocking at my door, so I don't want to get high anymore. Well, it's a hard road, it takes me to my home. I don't know how much farther I can go, but if I hang on, well, I know the road is long. Yes, I could teach the world to sing my song. Don't want to get by anymore. There's so many things I can't accept. Well, it's you and it's me, just what are we here for? Well, there's so many things I can't ignore. So I don't want to get by anymore. No, I don't want to die anymore. Don't call me home, no, not just yet. It's the good Lord and the devil doing battle for my soul. Of the likes we'll never know. So I don't want to die anymore. Well, it's a hard road, it takes me to my home. I don't know how much farther I can go. But if I hang on, for I know the road is long, guess I can teach the world to sing my song. Yeah, 'cause it's a hard road to get back to my home. I don't know how much farther I can go. But if I hang on, for I know the road is long, yes, I can teach the world to sing my song. Yeah.
Who said nobody does four-part harmonies anymore? The guys from Ivan and Alyosha in the studio tonight, thank you so much. I got a clap
thank
for
you.
That one. That was good stuff.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back in a flash here. This is WUWM at night.